Now let's do those who also entertain over here. There's a wonderful line in Ronald Harwood's The Dresser when the leading actor tells the supporting cast, "The large spotlight is for my exclusive use. The rest of you must find what light you can." Well, each week on Those Who Also Entertain, we delve into those lesser pools and honour the unsung but equally essential foot soldiers of show business. This week, it's time to raise shoulder high the name of Mr. Jeff Lyons. Right here, Jeff Lyons. Jeff, unlike our previous two entries in this part of the show, you're probably not known to the people here, right?
Right.
But you are in show business.
Yes.
Peripherally. Tell the people what service you provide.
I'm a Karl Marx lookalike.
He is a Karl Marx lookalike. Now, the lookalike industry is swamped with Madonnas. It is swamped with Lady Dyers and Michael Jacksons and Princes. But I was leafing through Stage, it's in, isn't it?
That's right.
And in the back of Stage, Janet, have we got it? In the back of Stage... Right there, see him? Available, any... How much work do you get?
Not a lot.
No.
My phone's not constantly ringing.
No.
So I have to sort of subsidise it, I think. I have a regular, a proper job
yeah.
as well.
But when did the Karl Marx thing start?
About 2 years ago, round about, just about the right time, really, when the war came down, I started...
I thought they'd been bad for business, no?
No, they were good for business.
Was it?
It was quite good for business. Yes, I happened to be up in Highgate Cemetery, looking up relatives.
Yeah.
And I felt I just had to go and see the big man himself.
Sure.
I was about 10 yards from the big... place.
Yeah, it's great. You can say it. I know it hurts.
Okay.
Yeah.
And, a lovely American couple made me stand beside it and have my photograph taken. And it went from then on.
I would have hated to have been passing through that cemetery at that point. I looked across at the tomb and seen you standing there. Did you not guess before that you bore this startling relation to Engel's partner?
Well, yes, Engel's partner. Not really, no, although I have been stopped in the street. I'm not sure whether that was before or after, but I have been stopped from time to time and said, "Oh, you look like Karl Marx."
I bet it's murder, those cab drivers who keep saying, "British Museum, girl."
Yes.
you spread it a little thinner, though, don't you? You don't only do Karl Marx.
No, I do. I do anything that pays, which is tramps. I'm a great tramp.
Mm-hmm.
Father Christmas, of course, and I'm coming into my own now. It's Father Christmas time.
Father Christmas?
Yes, Father Christmas.
Yeah. So I bet you give every kid exactly the same toy, don't you? I'm just kidding. It's just the little communism shtick. Well, Jeff, thanks for coming on and the full outfit and everything else. Yeah, I think we agree you do look remarkably like Karl Marx.
Yeah.
It'd be great to fly you out to Moscow and just get you to walk across Red. You'd be good for PR. We'd like to give our guests, if we got it, we'd like to give our guests on the show, thanks, Michael, something to remember us by. So for a Karl Marx lookalike, here's a piece that looks like it might have come from the Berlin Wall. So take it away, ladies and gentlemen, Jeff Lyons right there.